Rising wheat prices have nothing to do with our next story, even though it's about the rising cost of bagels in New York City. Make that the rising cost of one particular bagel. A new trend in the city is exorbitantly priced food items. There's the $10,000 martini and the $25,000 sundae. NPR's Mike Pesca reports on the first bagel that requires a credit check.
When I first heard about the $1,000 bagel, I thought, huh, a bagel. That's a weird name for a computer. But no, it's a real bagel, whole wheat actually, available with no topping for $1.20 at H&H Bagels. It's what's on the bagel that makes its creator, the Westin Hotel's executive chef, Frank Tujog, go gaga. First, the base.
I used a mascarpone cream cheese, which is an Italian cream cheese. It's a little less sweet, and I paired it with a wine jelly, so it's not your normal grape schmear that you'd get in the morning.
Atop that, white truffles.
They're probably the most wonderful thing you'll ever experience.
The truffle content alone is worth a couple of $100 because truffles are so rare, so Italian, and the dollar is so weak. But to get the price tag to $1,000, Tujog resorts to the bread and butter of all exorbitantly priced food items, edible gold.
It's pretty neutral in taste. I only put a small amount just to accentuate the color and to add the touch of elegance. It's not really there for the flavor.
Might I suggest tofu and food coloring as a cheaper alternative? But of course, cheap is exactly not the point. So what is the point? I asked USC professor Barry Glassner, author of The Gospel of Food, who has been thinking about the relationship Americans have to their foodstuffs. He said something very interesting.
Bagels and sundaes are delicious.
No, not that. This.
I just wish there was some way that those of us who care really deeply about the tremendous number of people who are hungry in this country could find a way to make that story as interesting to this population, meaning to your listeners and to TV viewers of cable TV and to everybody else, as that story about that ridiculously expensive food item.
Glassner's reaction to the $1,000 bagel isn't outrage exactly. He just thinks that it symbolizes the gap between rich and poor and at the same time convinces the middle that there might not be such a gap. But the New York City Food Bank says that we are currently experiencing a dire food shortage and that 1.3 million New Yorkers rely on food pantries each year, up sharply since 2004. So if you're coming to New York this holiday season, the Westin Times Square requires 24 hours notice if you want a $1,000 bagel. They haven't sold any yet, and perhaps more tragically, they aren't giving sample bites to inquisitive reporters. Your local food banks, on the other hand, are trying their hardest not to turn anyone away. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.